Yeah, well, I thought Australia Post could certify documents. So anyway, I'm in Grafton, and my younger brother Patrick has got my birth certificate, and he won't give it to me because I was getting a new passport. And my brother Patrick's got my birth certificate locked in his room because he took all the documents because he got his passport and visited Japan for a month. And according to the Australian Post website, they certified documents for $2.50 a printout, and they certified documents to send to get a birth certificate replacement, as my younger brother Patrick won't hand over my birth certificate that he's got locked in his room. And according to when I went to Australia Post, they said the only JP, according to Australia Post website, is that they certify documents and you get your documents certified. But when I went there, they're saying the only one that can certify documents is the federal member, which is Kevin Hogan. He's not my federal member. I don't vote for the Liberal National Party. I've listed the Liberal National Party a terrorist organisation. Kevin Hogan is listed a terrorist organisation. Kevin Hogan's staff are listed a terrorist organisation. They're saying that's the only fit, proper person as a justice of the peace. I thought Australia Post, according to Australia Post website, Australian Post front office worker staff could certify documents as justices of the peace. I thought that was a prerequisite for front office, post office staff, that they could certify documents. Though according to it in Grafton, you have to go to the fucking federal member's office to get documents certified. But I've listed Kevin Hogan a terrorist, and Kevin Hogan's staff are listed terrorists. They're saying, according to it, the people of Page are saying the only fit, proper person as a justice of the peace is the fucking federal member's office. Bullshit.